Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ralph Young. Batting second. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting third. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Slim Harris. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Slim Harris. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker takes first base on ball four. Wamsgans moves to second. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. McInnes reaches third base with a triple. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is hit by the pitch. Welch moves to second. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McKenna settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Uhel. The throw from Perkins and he is out, Galloway applying the tag. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speaker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Galloway is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller throws the ball into Galloway who relays the ball to Young who tags Sewell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Wood moves to third. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a line drive, foul, into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Welch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker who is chasing the ball. Welch reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris strikes out. One out. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-2 in the game. Galloway is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Welch who is chasing the ball. Speaker reaches third base with a triple. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Welch. Wood reaches second base with a double. Speaker scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell strikes out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a pop-up into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. McInnes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. McInnes reaches second base with a double. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins fires to second and picks off McInnes for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Uhel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Neill moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Perkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Welch hits a pop-up towards first. McInnes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McInnes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Wamsgans reaches third base with a triple. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speaker for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Young fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. McInnes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 3 in the game. Galloway takes first base on ball 4. Young moves to second. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Young moves to third. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 3 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Uhel hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Wamsgans hits a line drive to left field. Walker throws towards the plate. Perkins fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Perkins. Jameson scores. Wamsgans moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wamsgans. The throw from Perkins and he is safe. Wamsgans steals third. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Speaker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Wamsgans scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Indians. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Perkins strikes out. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.